like a bookshelf. If you have it in a bookshelf or in a little shelf, then you throw just one cover over it. That's called a kli v'ter kli. That's also good. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, he brings it now to the Sefer Torah has different halacha. This is only by tefillin and svarim. For the Sefer Torah holds this sorach lasas le mechitza sorah. You're going to have tashmish if you make a mechitza sorah between you and the Sefer Torah. Mazutrik loy levei Ravashi, chazi leduchta, dema baravashi, demonach be Sefer Torah. He saw in his house, in his bedroom, in the room there, he had a Sefer Torah on one side, and the other side he had a Mechitza Sarah Tvachim, and he knew like that's the Mokum, he had Tashmish. Omale, he said to him, Kaman, who do you hold like? That if you have a Sefer Torah, you have to have a Mechitza, Shebishur ben Levi, that says what? You're supposed to put a Mechitza of a Sarah Tvachim high in front of a Sefer Torah. The answer is, hey, Madiyam Yabishur ben Levi, when did he say it? The last lay Beit Sachrina. As only if you have no other room to put the Sefer Torah in, then you can be maker with a mechitza. Or the Maru Islay, based on Karina, you have another room in your house. You have two rooms. So take the Sefer Torah in the other room, not to have Tashmish all in the same room. Or Malay, you take a right, Labadatoy. I didn't think about it, but you take a right. So Sefer Torah has a Chumadik Alokha. Then Mitzchila, keep the Sefer Torah in a different room altogether. If you have no other room, then you're allowed to make a mechitza, Sarah, tenth Pochim. Mashenkin tefillin or stam svarim, it's enough if it has a double cover over its mutter. The Torah Tanya first says the dafkis sefer Torah, of the gam bichumoshim yesh lach mekamei b'sefer Torah, al v'shah svarim dayin bekisa b'almas, not met kisa b'ter kisa. They say it's only the tefillin chumoshim. It just used to be begillion, but our chumoshim that's written down b'ksav, like in a book, it's all right. It is covered up twice. So tomorrow, kamo yachut mehen uminat soya abamas. How far do you have to go away from soya from eraglayim dal damas? Then you could say krishma. Omar rabo omar avskoyra omar avuna loishon gal liachura. It's only if the eraglayim or the soya the weight is in back of you or that you're not seeing it, then it's enough to go away dal damas from the soya. Avulufonov, let's say the soya is in front of you, then machet molienov. You have to be so far away that you can't see, it's not visible anymore. It's a pretty far distance. So the best bet is always to turn around and say that the other way. Vechem letfilah, same alokas for davening. You can't daven in front of soya if it's in your sight. Mashenkin, if you're in the back of you, then it's enough, it's the way daldams. Kadimor eini, v'omar rafrom bar popo, omar rav chizda. Oy made Adam kineged beis akisiy mispalu. You allowed to stand right in front of the beis akisiy and daven. So her beis akisiy has a lock like soya. So I can say krishma in front of daven in front of there. And the more hokum maskinu beis akisiy shame by soya. Then beis akisiy that was cleaned out. There's no soya inside it. For the more any, for Omer Rav Yosi bar Kanino beis akisiy shomru. Once it has a din beis akisiy, alpha p shame by soya. Even though there's no tzayu inside right now, you cleaned it out, it has a din of tzayu, you can't say krishma in front of it.
Din of gershon reed, isn't it?
Or beis ha-merchot, the same thing by beis ha-merchot, since there's a lot of zuma there, it smells vashtunt in there, it's also not allowed to. Beis ha-merchot shomu, afal pi shein b'yod, even though nobody's there right now. But since that's in the mokim miyuchud, to have, it's not tzayu, but zeya saw the mesa very zuama, very meis, it's also to say. Here also there's beis akisi, even if it's empty now, clean, it's still it's awesome. Halakha mayaskina b'chadati, we're talking about a new beis akisi was never used yet. Kadimarva mi boyelel ravina, b'chura tashayla ravina clears. Has min on a beis akisi now. You have a room that you're Muslim, you set it aside, this room is going to be for beis akisi. Mahu, yei zimun or yein zimun, he has it for self, but just setting aside the room to be for beis akisi, does that give it a din beis akisi or not? So how could you say pshit with mutra say krishna in front of it? And the Gemara no ki mi boyle le ravino le meka molel etzluyeh de gavei. His old sofagi is once in miyach of the smokin for beis akisei, then maybe you're not allowed to come inside it and daven inside it. Avo kinegli, if you're outside the beis akisei, loy. Then pshit, you're allowed to daven outside the beis akisei, calls them on this, you didn't make inside it yet, you didn't use it yet. And the pshat from the beis akisei of Zman HaGemara was, they used to mamish make the tzoya against the wall. So Kuma says the wall was like touching the tzoya. So the wall itself had a din tzoya on it. So therefore it wouldn't help you davening outside the wall, because the wall itself has a lach of tzoya. Mashenkin here, since it's a new one yet, there's no tzoya inside it.
even if you miyachad the mokim, you gave it like a shame misa place, is only the inside. But the walls don't have a shame, so yet you have an outside of bimuta. By the same, Hashem can our basic kisa avad, you could have an outside the wall. Like we have a mechitza master between the basic kisa and avad, the mechitza helps. Because we don't have any tzayir on the wall. So mel our mechitza zecha mafsig right outside the basic kisa, you are allowed to daven. When the Gemara's time was where the tzayir went against the wall itself. Yeah. Right, Omar Rova, this one gave to us, Hani bote kisoy de pasoy. The Persians base akiseis, afagav yispeit soya, even though the soya inside the base akisei is kistumim domi. It blinds like stumim domi, like they're covered up, and you're allowed to say Krishna there also. Even inside the base akisei. You're allowed to say Krishna, it's not called kisoy domi. What's the mila? What is the base akisei de pasoy? Is it Rashi? The pasoy is a trashi, bichafira. They used to have a hole dug into the ground, hoyu, or pm beruchik. That means the hole was on top pin, used to go slanty down here. So the tsay was all the way down here. Pm beruchik minaguma, vubi shipua, it was slanty, vuhurei, as soon as used to make into the hole, mizgalga benaifluguma, used to fall straight down, end up all the way there. So where you are on top of this room right now, there's never tsay here right now. That doesn't have a shame, basakise. His basakisei ikur is it's a mokem miyuchad that soyer is there. Mashenkim, when they used to make the soyer used to fall right down and go away, so it doesn't give a shame that top place a shame basakisei. So shalom is now, what about our basakisei we have today? This is a shalom. Poshid, you could be making our basakisei. Our basakisei also is not a mokem to leave soyer there. As soon as you make right away, we flush it away, it goes away. So you should have the loch here, basakisei de pasoy. And since it's flushed away, it's not called the basakisei now. The Chazanish wants the dinzer to say no. Here it's a little bit. He doesn't say vade. He's masupik because here it says the Lashon Rashi says as soon as they made it, right away it was in the gargle, it rolled down. And now our basic kisa when you first make it stays there. You first have to flush it away. So maybe that makes it like the tsoyer is there a little bit while. But the ma'aser achren and neman that avad b'shachachak chita you could be mekel. What's the kula geitu? The mikirat din when you go into basic kisa and you come out, you have to wash your hands. Even if you didn't do anything in there, just going into base kisa, you have to wash your hands. So this the makel, our base kisa now in our house, doesn't have a shame base kisa. If Henke passes like that, he's mitzvah of locha svar a little bit, that since our base kisa we use a little bit for washing our hands, a little bit like a tashmer there also, so pshita doesn't have a shame base kisa. Smell of the kula, if you go in there, you don't have to wash your hands. And who are din the makel, b'shasat chak, or kimekel, to wash your hands there. Let's say you want to make wash your hands for moitzi. You could go in there and wash your hands and go outside and make a brocha. Because washing now, we don't have a shame base kisa. Now the only shal, what's wrong with making a brocha inside a gufa? Really, mikwa din l'chura, now it's not like parsoi here, they could have either make a brocha even inside the basic kisa. It was like nothing. The little shal of our basic kisa, as we said before, is we have the graph. We have the bowl. Now the bowl we have before the mirror, that's called the graf sharei. Even though it's cleaned out, there's no ray inside it, still that has a shem tsoya, the bowl itself. So Tosfos says before, graf sharei, Tosfos says, pirush rashi shocheris, the graf is made out of earth, clay, balua, that what the shmutz gets inside it, it's blue inside it. Mashal perushay, I have a kli delay bowl, if you have a kli that's not balaya, going schuchis, like a glass, Esher the Shari won't have a shame graf shareyu. So mikra din our bowls also. It's made out of porcelain and it's very, very smooth. That the chush is made, nothing gets dissolved inside. It doesn't have any smell. If you clean it out, there's nothing stuck to the side. It doesn't have any smell. It doesn't go inside. So mikra din can make on our bowls also that won't have a shame graf shareyu. Even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha blies by tzarchin, he's misupik a little bit. That's a shreya sofik. Pasha mikra din, you could be mekel. That that won't have a shame graf shere either, our bowls, since providing it's cleaned out. Hey, the shmutzig, in a public place, I wouldn't say that. A place we have a place just miyuchas for meiraglayim, also would say that. Usually it smells terrible, just for the meiraglayim. But in the house, where the mal is always kept clean, it doesn't smell there, mikra din really should be allowed to mamash even make brochas inside the basic kisein. But about that we don't do, there is a chumrah. Rav Henkin wants to say a chiddush. He wants to say that our basic kisei blinds like a beis hamerchatz, like the middle room. There are three halachas in the mikvah. There's the outside room, everybody's always dressed there. There, you can even say brochis. There's the middle room, that's called the dressing room, that some people are undressed and some people are dressed. So in that room, you're not allowed to say a bepeg, you can't say brochis there. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem there, but you're not pay, you're not allowed to say, but here is Mutter. You're allowed to be Mahara and Divrei Torah there. So Henkel once said, our bathrooms have that halacha, the middle room. Right, it's about, you have showers there, so sometimes you are undressed in there, sometimes not undressed in there. So it has a halacha, just brochis, bepe, you shouldn't say out. But if you want to be Mahara, be Divrei Torah, will be Mutter.
Shalom Aleichem, like Hashem's name?
Yeah, you're allowed to say, yeah.
What about putting the covering on the... On our toilets.
That also helped. That also helped to cover them. But according to Henkin's throat, it still won't be good. He wants to have life like the middle room of it, about sometimes we're undressed there. Well, nobody says brochas in the base case. About that, you shouldn't do. But it comes out cooler, though, you could be Mahara. You want to be Mahara and Divrei Torah there, but why are you not making? And there's no tzoya there in the room right now. Here would be Mutter. I call upon Mikke, was not getting to cool on, well, you can wash your hands there, though. Or else, if you walk into the Beis Kisa just for tzara to brush your teeth, and suddenly you come out, you don't have to wash your hands. Even though a lot of people are machmat the chazanish, that's a chumrah though. The chazanish, he's masupik. He wants to say, maybe our Beis Kisa is worse because you don't flush it right away. You have to, it stays there for a second, it's not as good as this case. The flush of your henkim is also more meko. Everybody says, v'shas hatchat, that's cheat. If you know the place to wash in, everybody holds you. Go into the Beis Kisa and wash in there. You're on an airplane, you want to wash your hands, you go into the base kisi room there and wash your hands.
Sukha, even the chaznish would be masking if you cover it up, the...
If you cover it up, yeah. Right, let's finish the mission, finish to the end here. Right, so the Mishnah. Zav, we have this before already once. Zav, shiro, keri. If you were first the Zav, it means you tell me for 7 days, then you saw keri. Or else for nida, an isha that's a nida, shall pull to shech v'zera. That means the isha first had tashmish with the husband, so zera went into her, and then she became a nida the next day, and then the next night zera came out of her. So she also had the tumas carry on her. V'ya meshamish, or else tam, an isha's meshamish first, and carry came out of her, she was a nida, then she saw a nida, is tricha tefillah, al takonis ezra, even though these people are still tummy for 7 days, and tefillah doesn't help them now, takonis ezra still applies, they can't learn Torah until they table first. If Yehuda point, Yehuda holds no. I was a sheet before. Became out. If Yehuda only says point there, because since the mikvah is not matired, then they don't have to go. But if it's just the pure about carry, nothing else, then even if Yehuda holds, you should go to the mikvah. So to Gemara Boiluhu, bal carry shiro ziva. You first you're about carry, and then you became a zova. So we have Yehuda mal. What's the loch? Do you have to be toivel now for Tekonis Ezra or not? Is key part of Yehuda. When does Yehuda say you have to be toivel? Hosim in the Mishnah, the zav, we first you're a zav, so you have tummy for 7 days, shiro carry. The mikora, when you saw you carry now, lav bat filo, you're not roy for tefillah. Because you have Tumas Zav for 7 days. Avo Bakeri Mashenkin. The first thing you saw was a Bakeri. Shiroh. So right now you're roared to go to the mikvah. Shiroh Ziva. Then later you first saw Ziva. The Mikora Batzvilu. At the beginning you're roared to go to the mikvah. Maybe Mechayif. Have you heard the whole Ziva? Don't have become a Zava. Still you have to go to the mikvah for Tekonis Ezra. Or Dilma maybe Loishino. The Swan of Yehuda is, calls the man right now with Shashti table in the mikvah. You have a tumma shiver on you, you have not the Konis Ezra. Toshma Vinaraya, the Sefer says, I'm a shamish. Evanisha first had Tashma Shemit with her husband. And then the Zera came out, so she had a shame carry. For Rosa Nida, then the next day she saw Nidus, is Tzricha Tfila. She has to be told with Yehuda pointed. For the Gemara, Bo Meshameshes, V'rosa nida kebal keri. This isha is like kebal keri, because first she had tashmas and the zera came out of her, so she had a tumas keri. First later she saw nida, so now blind like kebal keri. Shirosa ziva damya. For kapotter Reb Yehuda, and still Reb Yehuda holds the potter. Shema mina. That's right. That's Reb Yehuda shita. Tani Reb Chia behedya. He learned to call like that. Bal keri. Shirosa ziva. If you're bal keri first. Even though at that time you were right to go to the mikvah. But before you went, you became a zova, you saw another 2 days or 3 days. The zivus is tricha tefillah ala tatanakamam. We have Yehuda point, if Yehuda holds no, there's no din to Tekonis Ezra. Because Ezra was only when it was possible for you to take the tumor off the gamri. Because when you have the tumor with you, it's no good. Shashi labba tefillahum, the divrei terva. The alpha pisha tumosoi chamura, vesula yasi akeri matzuchlei. Even though you have Muhammad the Gatumah right now, carry that matzah, they have another tefillah. That's your beauty shita. Well, the ma'isav, ikra din, we are past like you, but we hold out the Tanakama. But we have before already that the Muhammad and Mavatul, the Konis says, Hadron Lacha Misha Mason.
Welcome to Allah, the new parak, Tfilah Tashacha. Mishnah. Tfilah Tashacha, Ad Chatzos. is till how long can you daven shacharis in the morning? Till chatzos. That's a Tanna Kamma. The Yehuda Oima ad dalet shoyis. Until the first 4 hours of the day, you could daven shacharis. So when did Zman start? That we already had before. That the really Zman starts from Erles HaShachar. That's what it's called Yoim Midirais. It starts from Erles HaShachar, which is around 72 minutes beforehand. Yes, we had with Phil so Midirais Yoim starts from Erles HaShachar, which is around 72 minutes before sunset. But Metchila, the Zman to daven Shemon Esrei Shacharis, is from Erles HaShachar. That's sunrise. Now, how long does it go? 4 hours. From when do you start the 4 hours? That's the same machlokes we had before, the Mogen Avraham and the Gruah. You start 4 hours from Erles HaShachar. That's the Mogen Avraham's man. That's the first man. Whereas according to the Gruah, you have 4 hours from Netzach Hamah, which is a longer time. Usually, the Mekubal Dekaloch is like the Gruah, that you start counting from sunrise. So you have 4 hours from sunrise. That's the man for Shachar. Tefillas HaMincha, how long do we have to daven Mincha? Ad Erev, until the night. So Drashi Ad Erev means Ad Chashecha, until it gets dark. This is a Machlokes we're showing, what does Chashecha mean? The Ben Yena and the Gro apostles like that, that it means until Shkia Tachama, until sunset, that's the Zman to daven Mincha. And the Mechaba Paskin, that Ad Erev means Chashecha, means Mamis Pesach Chodim. We have Yehuda Reime Ad Plag HaMincha. You don't know, you can only daven Mincha until Plag HaMincha. It's Drasha V'Gmor Meforish Lo. Exactly what that means. Half of the Zman is we take the Mincha, Mincha Kitana, and we take half of that Zman, what comes out to an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia Sachama. That's until how long you have to daven Mincha. Tfilas Erev, what about daven Imar? Ein lo kva, there's no zman. The whole night time you could daven mar. Strashi ein lo kva means kol halaylo zman. The Gemara Meforish, my loshen ein lo kva. What's this loshen ein lo kva? It should have said, ma tefilas harev is kol halaylo. Right, the Bishol Musofim, I'm all on Shabbos, and in Tovim we have Musif, that's also kol hayoyim. Done it all day. If you do I know, ad zayin shoyis. No, only until the first 7 hours of the day. Comes after the seventh hour, it's not the Zman Mincha anymore. So not the Gemara. Or Reminu, we have a kasha. Mitzvoso, one of the mitzvahs of Krishma, that im ha-neitzacham. Mishnah before said, it's both. Well, Gulu Lutzvila, because that right after Krishma, you'll be able to daven Shemon Esrei, daven Shacharis. The Nimtzot comes out, mispalo b'yoyim. That you start davening Shacharis right at the beginning of the Yom. That Midrabonin, it's always called Yom from Neitachama, sunrise. So Churitz Mashma, when is the Zman of Shacharis? Davkat sunrise. And now Mishnah says, Amachlek is Tul Chatzais HaYom, or Tul at least Dalet Shoyis. Nobody says, though the Zman is Bedavka Neitachama. And the Gemara Nochmo Kitanya here, this Mishnah we had before, the Vesikin. That's only if you want to daven like the Vesikin did. Yom Rab Yechidin, Vesikin Hoyegoimen Oiso Im HaNeitzachama. They used to say Krishma, Kedei to finish it right by Neitzachama, and Kedei right afterwards they'll daven Shmon Esrei. But that's the meaning of Vesikin. Vashenken Akuli Alma, what does the whole Welt do? What does everybody hold? That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Ad Chatzos, and Tol Chatzos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds only until Dalet Shoyis. Sadrashi mitzvoso shok krishma levosikin hamagdim lemitzvos. Used to do mitzvah very fast. The machzerim lasa is dovid zman. Used to look after to do the mitzvah right away at the beginning of zman. O mitzvoso magdim liachar neitzacham lispalo. As used to say krishma right before neit. Today that right after neitzacham or after sunrise will say shachris. So chitznav masnisin lemachrim. Then if you want to daven a little bit later, shlo yachar yoisim mechatzos. You can't daven shacharis later than chatzos. Shemishom v'yelo chover hazman. After chatzos, it's after the zman of shacharis. According to Tanna Kamma, we hold a lot like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only yad dalet shoyis. So tomorrow, the kuli yama at chatzos v'tzuloi. Does everybody hold you can only daven shacharis until chatzos? And after that, no. So Drash Rikuli Yalma, Shal HaMispaulin, HaMa'achrim, Ad Chatzois, whoever davened and didn't daven until Chatzois, Yechayim Lacher only until Chatzos. For Sula, once it came Chatzos, mashma then there's no way to Tadavin Shachris anymore. For the Gemara of Omer Rav Mori, Brei the Rav Huna, Brei the Rav Yirmi, the son of Rav Yirmi, Baraba, Omer Rav Yechanin, Toe Veloy Hispal Larvis. Somebody made a mistake, and the Medayit Loshin Toye means by accident, Boinis. You didn't have a mar. Is Mispalo Bishachristayim. You have an Eitzer in the morning to daven two times. To daven Shtayim Bishachristayim. That's called Tashlumen. You daven the first Tzvilu Bishachris, and the second Shmon Esrei is to be Yitzer for mar that you missed last night. Shachris, let's say somebody missed, he couldn't, didn't daven Shachris, he was Noinis. He was Shikter, or he forgot, or he's the Torid. Then Mispalo Bimincha Shtayim. He has the right to Mincha to daven twice. Kule yoyme matzli biyozel, come to soif. The whole day he's davening. And to come on like this. Ad chatzois yoyev lei schar tzvila, bizmana. The Mishnah says, if you daven up by chatzois, according to Tanakamon, then you get schar, you daven shmonesri bizmana. Vashenki mikan vielech, after chatzois, schar tzvila yoyev lei. As you have an eitzah to mekayim mitzvahs tashlumim, you can daven two times mincha, and you get a schar tzvila. Of a schar tzvila bizmana lo yoivlei. But to get schar tzvila bizmana, that you don't have. Hey, man tzvila bizmana is only yad chatzois, or contribute is only yad dala choice. After that, you can make up, there's a tashlumim for shmon esrei, for you mekayim mitzvahs tzvila, but not the mailo tzvila bizmana. Iboilu. Toe v'lo yispalo mincha. Somebody by mistake didn't have a mincha. Mal she yispalo larvis days. Can he make up a tashdumah for mincha daven by mar of two tzvilas? What's the shayla? Imtim tzloima, filu you want to say, toi v'loi hispal arvis, mispal shachris beis, if he missed mar, he has the right next morning to daven two times from an esrei. The reason is, mishum dechad yoimahu, because it's one day. And it's always called the night starts the day and the morning is a continuation. So if you missed Mar of it that day, you can make up the next morning is still the same day. Avol hocho, Mashenkin, here you missed Mincha. Now, Tzvila b'mokam korbani. We'll soon see later on the days that Tzvila, the Chazal, Anshik Nesas HaGdeilo, was massacred after the Kabonis. Is Tzvila b'mokam korbani. V'chivon d'yover yoymoy, botol korbonoy. By Kabbonis, you usually have a klal, if you have a chiyuv to bring a korban today, by today's Yom Tov, or today's Shabbos, you have to bring the korban on Shabbos. If Ovar Yoimai, today passed by, you can't bring the korban tomorrow. There also, Mincha is b'mokam like Tomit, Shoben Habayim. Now, if the Tzibur missed, they didn't bring a Tomit Shoben Habayim. They can't make up the next day. So B'zayim, maybe Mincha, you can't make up the next day. I do know. Kiva the Tzlusar Rachmi, the Baal Davening and Metzias is an Indian of Rachmonis, like we're asking things from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his Kolei Mr. Boi Maskel B'Yozel. Anytime you want to, you can make up to Daven on that another day. That's the Shaila. Even though Tfilos were massacring Teneged Korbonos, but it's not Mamas like a Korban. Why a Korban if you miss the day? Cheap, you can't make up the next day. Here by Tfilos, though, maybe there's still a Svara. Since Tvila still is Rachmein, it passed the Davin tomorrow also. Tosh Ma bring a Raya. The Amrav Huneh Bar Yehuda, Amrav Yitzchok, Amrav Yechanin. Toya, v'lo yispalo mincha. Somebody made a mistake and skipped in Davin mincha. Mispalo arvis beis. He has a right by Marav to Davin twice. V'ein v'zeh mishum diyova yoyme boto kabonin. And you don't have the klal here. You're missing the day, so the korban is boto? No. And the svar is like I said before, because by tefila is rachmininu. So Taisa says the avada loiboyim tevla espal tefilas musaf. Let's say it was on Shabbos and you didn't daven musaf, you missed musaf. So avada yainim espal lo biarvis. That avada you can't daven twice arvis to make up for musaf. Teich yikres korbonis or korov zmanoi. How could you say musaf zichav after the korban? And when the day passed by Shabbos passed by, you can't make up for it. Because on Shabbos they brought an extra korban, so connected the extra korban he has musaf. Cheated by musaf, if you missed Shabbos went by, you can't daven twice. Aber Schatz vieles der Rachmeninu, Maschen kein Schachris Minchen Mariv, so die Yisoyde vieles der Rachmei. Zuerst von HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bei Gosun Sina Medei, the Iker, the Obis, wo Messakin vieles. Heißt Avrom was Messakin Schachris, Yitzchok was Messakin Mincha, und Yaakov Messakin Mariv. Das in India Rachmeninu. Und dabei ist Yisbalalum Kolayam Kuloi, wie ein Kanovas Mane mit vieles Acheris. Melo by in Shachris Minchen Marav the Yikra of the Tefillah was connected Kabonis, but also has the Bible's Indian to Mavakish Rachmach Makarish Borchum. So even though you missed today, you can make up at night time. But Musav is not out Mavakish Rachmim. Musav is purely out the extra korban they brought on Shabbos. So if you didn't daven Musav on Shabbos, you can't make up Marav daven twice. But the more Neitzvei, how the Kash on you, you say you could make up for davening. If you miss a davening, you can make up. You miss mincha, daven two maros. For the Gemara, Shein Posen Kehelis, Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskun. Did something wrong that you can't be misak and you can't make up for it. The chsar lo yuchal imonis. Something you lost, you can't make up for it. What are we dashing? Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskun, zeshe b'to krishma shal avis. For krishma shal shachris. If you missed, didn't daven krishma, you didn't daven krishma shal avis or shachris, it's finished, you can't make up for it. Oy tefila shal avis. Or Tilush HaShachris. Same thing, if you miss Shachris, you missed Marav, you can't make up for it. Sastakasha was saying if you miss Shachris, you can daven twice Mincha. You missed Marav, daven twice Shachris. So why did the post say, Mubis Layuchal Iskoin? Right, the Chsar Layuchal Imonos, Zeshem Nimnu Chaveru Dvar Mitzvah, your Chaverim wanted to go do a Dvar Mitzvah and told you, come along, help us out. Blame Nimnu Imohem. You didn't want to go and help them out with Dvar Mitzvah. That's something missing, you can't make up for. Zchur tzestiru b'yos by tefillah. Here it's mashmi, you can't make up if you miss the tefillah. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha b'mayas kinon, shebitna b'meitit, it's not gemina. If you didn't daven b'meitit, it means you knew to now with his mat to daven shachris. And you b'meitit, didn't daven, then there's no tashlumin. Our sugi here is where you was toya, where you missed it be oinis. Om Rabbi Ashi, deka, nami have a raya for this. Diktoni boto, v'loike toni toa shmamina. The Lezach says, bottom, bottom mashma b'meizid, you didn't daven. So if you didn't daven b'meizid, then later you want to do tshuva, you can't be masakin then. But if you're toy, you're an oinus. Let's say you went to a chast and you got chikur, and now you're an oinus, you couldn't daven that night, so next morning you'll have to daven twice. Shachar. So the Torah Rabbonim. Toy, v'loi hispal.